Good morning. It's February 16th, 2012. The time is 4:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. I'm out in the backyard here with Max. It's a very early Thursday morning. Max is taking care of his doggy business. Up sort of early, but it's going to be a long day. I'm on a day off today, and today is when in a few hours here I'll be dropping Max off to have his operation that he should have had last Thursday, but the veterinarian, Dr. Jeff, who's Max's veterinarian, his wife, who is also a veterinarian, Dr. Laura, found that Max has an infection. He had some tests done prior to his scheduled operation last Thursday, but they found on these tests that he, I guess the blood work, he has an infection. So it was decided not to go ahead with the operation because I guess the infection could have caused some complications because his operation, he will be put under as far as so they can work on his right leg to correct it being lame. More than likely take out the implant that was put in last year. So we're up early this morning. Thing is, I got to keep Max from not wanting to eat anything. We gave him his meal last night at before 8 o'clock. He can't eat anything or drink anything prior to surgery, so it's going to be a little bit rough here the next couple hours. But he's wagging his tail here. He got done doing his doggy thing. We're out back here. It's very nice out, quite pleasant, you know, sort of like a spring day. The nice weather continues here in upstate New York. But it's going to be I would say it's a nerve-wracking day as much as it's going to be a concerning day because he will be, this is his fourth operation, but it's to correct and hopefully fix his leg. Okay, I'm bringing Max into back in the house now. But hopefully this operation, like I said, will correct his the leg that has been basically non-use here over the last couple weeks, and actually it's about the third week, I guess you could say now, and so he's going to be in a little bit of disarray here because he can't eat anything, and he's lying in the kitchen floor wondering, okay, I'm not sure if he knows what's up or not, but that's what we're doing at this time, getting our day started. Probably audio boo again, give an update as far as what's going on. I do plan on restarting tweeting on Twitter this morning, and just get back, sort of try to keep myself busy to get through the morning until get the phone call from Dr. Jeff when Max has completed his surgery. So that's how I'm getting my day started this morning. You all have a good morning. Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you may be on this blue marble. You all be fire safe, be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now and peace.